Welcome to Sophia. Mum-to-be with her audio blog.
Good afternoon, folks, or should that be good evening? It's Sophia again, recording a blog for VI Talk. Now, today, I'll be talking about the Doppler fetal heart monitor and fashion for pregnant VI or blind women, or just pregnant women in general. So, Doppler fetal heart monitors then. Many health professionals, including doctors and midwives, and also friends and family, can try to dissuade you from getting a Doppler heart monitor because their fear being that if you can't find your baby's heartbeat there and then, it can induce panic, which can induce fear, which can induce stress. From my own experience, however, I really, really love mine because I really find it really helps me to hear my baby's heartbeat whenever and wherever at will. I do have my baby girl's heartbeat checked at the midwife centre, at the community midwife centre, and people can actually see their baby's heartbeat flickering away on the scan pictures. However, with me, as a totally blind person, I find it beneficial to hear the baby's heartbeat whenever and wherever at will. There are various brands available to purchase, particularly from Mothercare and from Angel Sounds, both of which I've tried. The Mothercare heartbeat monitor I found to be rather pants, to be frank, because it's basically a Velcro strap that you put over your belly or back. You tie it around your belly or back, and you can turn the microphone, which is just what that heartbeat monitor is. It's a basic microphone which is supposedly there for you to hear your baby's heartbeat. Now, with me, I found it to be absolute rubbish. From a status I put on Facebook as to inquiring about advice that people have regarding Doppler heartbeat monitors, it's found that those that have ultrasound gel provided, as well as a built-in probe on the machine, you can hear the heartbeat a lot sooner and a lot clearer with those heartbeat machines that has the gel included and the probe. Thanks to my cousin, I have the Angel Sounds heartbeat monitor that has the gel included. Some people could ask, why not hear your heartbeat monitor baby's heartbeat at your scans or at your community midwife appointments, because it's safer, surely. But my view is that with this approach, the home Doppler heartbeat monitor approach, you can hear your baby's heartbeat whenever and wherever at will. And your friends and family can also hear it too. The heartbeat monitor comes with, in a box, and it comes with an instruction booklet. It comes with a cylindrical bottle of ultrasound gel. And you get a set of headphones, and you get the machine itself, the Doppler heartbeat monitor itself. So the heartbeat monitor, it's shaped like a semicircle, and on the top, on the top side, shall we say, you have two headphone jacks, which both you and your husband or partner or friend or family can listen to your baby's heartbeat, or you can plug a gay lead into an external speaker and the other end into your heartbeat monitor and put it onto an external device like your phone. Record your baby's heartbeat onto an external device like your phone or onto your laptop, and then put it onto external social media such as Facebook for your friends and family to listen to. So you've got two headphone jacks, as I previously said, and then just going on from that, still on the side of the machine, you have a circular on-off switch that you can turn up or down, which is the on-off volume switch. Turning the heartbeat monitor onto its front, shall we say, backside up, you have the battery compartment, and you have a shiny circular thing, which is the probe. Now, it can take oblong batteries that you put into your smoke alarms, and these batteries are meant to last a good while, apparently. Just for quick reference, you can also get heart monitors that you can see on the screen a picture of your baby, and it shows you the rate of your baby's heartbeat. But for me, I don't think this was necessary because I can't see a bloody thing anyway. It's just the sound that I go for. But also, touch with me, as I've said, is vital because I go on sound and a great deal on touch when I'm examining things or just observing generally. And also, when we're on the subject of touch, it's incredible to feel my baby kick and move, because I just can feel her, and it's absolutely incredible. She's fast asleep now, I think, but she can move at any time. But also, don't be panicky if you get one of these Doppler heartbeat monitors and you can't find your baby's heartbeat straight off, because they can often hide, they can often move, because in scans, my baby moves around all the time, and it sometimes can be quite a taxing, what's the word? It can be quite a taxing ordeal, shall we say, to get a good picture of her. I did find out that I was having a beautiful baby girl nearly 2 weeks ago now, which we're both, me and my husband are both thrilled about. So I'll just give you a quick demonstration of the baby's heartbeat so that you can hear it. I've plugged it into an external speaker so that you'll be able to hear it nice and loud and clear. I'll just put a 50 pence piece worth of ultrasound gel onto the shiny bit, the circular shiny bit of the monitor, which is the probe. They advise to use the monitor for no more than 10 minutes a day. So I'll just give you a quick demonstration. It's best to either stand up or lie down to get the best audio quality. I actually started using this when I was approaching 14 weeks, and it's important to note that day by day, and particularly week by week, your baby grows, thus its heart gets louder and its beats get stronger. A healthy baby's heartbeat is between 120 and 150 BPM or beats per minute. So here goes. I'll just put a little bit of gel on, 50 pence piece worth of gel, onto the shiny circular probe of the heartbeat monitor. I'll just turn it on and I'll show you. And I'm just going to put it onto my tummy now. I'm just scanning around. Thank you. that's it for the time being. It's very important. If you can't find your baby's heartbeat just all at once, don't fret, because it can take time. Just to recap, I actually found the baby's heartbeat eventually, just past my pubic line. Sometimes you can find it just under your belly button. Sometimes you can just find it just above your pubic line, if that makes sense. But it's important that your baby does move about. It can move about a great deal. So if you can't find it straight away, don't get in a tizzy, because I'm sure everything will be fine. So going on swiftly to maternity wear for pregnant women. It can be quite cumbersome to find garments or clothes or even underwear that is comfortable and indeed suitable for a pregnant lady. With me in particular, I found that I've gone up 2, if not 3, bra sizes, from an E cup to a double G, potentially H cup. And that was one of the first things I found out when I was pregnant, was that my breasts really, really grew. They seemed to develop a life of their own. So, well, it really started really for me when I first suspected I was pregnant, because my breasts suddenly started developing a life of their own, apart from having tingling in them. They suddenly started growing and becoming exceptionally tender. We first tried mother care to get a bra fitting, and while they do maternity bras, I found that while the shop assistant was incredibly helpful, I found that my breasts did sag a great deal. I think that the primary emphasis should be on having a comfy support bra that's good and that gives you a comfortable, nice shape. So, with regards to tops and trousers or skirts or leggings, with me, particularly now, the main emphasis is on comfort, because your belly stretching, your abdomen stretching to accommodate quite a great deal. It's accommodating a growing baby. It's accommodating a big sack of water, amniotic sac, the amniotic fluid, the sack of water. It's accommodating the umbilical cord. It's accommodating the placenta, all of which can cause your abdomen to stretch. I'm going to be 21 weeks tomorrow. And even in this past week, I've noticed that I've got quite a bit bigger. So I actually get I actually get elasticated leggings. And I take trusted family members with me when I go out shopping. So I get elasticated. Try that again. I get elasticated leggings or jeans. And I can get quite nice maternity tops from either Mothercare or Mamas and Papas. I actually got a really nice pair of maternity jeans from Mothercare, and these still fit me now, 21 weeks into my pregnancy. If you're unsure about how you look or how you look or how you feel, take a trusted family member or friend with you to get their honest opinion. Because these days, you can look very good in maternity wear. And with me, I also find it's dependent on how you look after yourself as well during your pregnancy, eating healthy, etc. Anyway, folks, I hope it's given you an informative insight into the Doppler fetal heart monitors that are available out there, and I hope this VI Talk podcast has given you an insight into maternity clothes that are available for you to purchase out there as well. So I'll post some more soon, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye bye for now.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.